KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:06, it's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports two arrests this past week. On Thursday, 39-year-old Brian John Wahoy of Dubuque was arrested for OWI. And last Sunday, 35-year-old Jeremy Lynn Martin of Clarinda was arrested for aggravated assault in a domestic relationship. Clarinda Police investigated a report on October the 4th of obscene material being disseminated to a minor by means of electronic communication device, but no other details were provided. And officers investigated incidents of vehicle vandalism on October the 7th and 8th in Clarinda and the theft of vehicle and arson on October the 7th when an SUV was destroyed by fire in the 300 block of East Clark Street, along with an incident of damage to a storage unit on October the 6th and a residential burglary and theft on October the 8th. News time is 9:07.
Why would you ever call 1-800-282-1446? Well, I hope you never have to, but if you do, you'll really be glad you did. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Get this. If you ever have a flat tire, run out of gas, need towed up to 100 miles, lock your keys in your car, have your vehicle pulled from a ditch when next to a public road, need your battery jump-started, vacation map routing or turn-by-turn directions over the phone, or you simply enjoy discounts from some of the most amazing restaurants, stores, and attractions, then this Allied Insurance number is meant for you. Allied's Roadside Assistance gives you, with one phone call, access to all these services and more when it happens. And who's covered? You and everyone listed on your Allied policy, whether in your own car or in someone else's. And the cost to have this protection? Only $20 every 6 months. Want to know more? Call me today at your Allied Insurance Agency in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
A teenager attempting to impress his friends ended up wrecking two cars Thursday night in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 17-year-old Dean Anthony Brooms of Red Oak was traveling west in the Plaza parking lot in the 1600 block of North Broadway at around 8 p.m. and attempting to show off for a group of nearby teens. The 2007 Ford Mustang GT he was driving, owned by Stephen Doyle Johnson of Red Oak, was traveling at a high rate of speed when it went out of control and slammed into a legally parked 1992 Ford Escort station wagon owned by Marlene Dukes of Red Oak. Both vehicles were totaled in the crash, with a loss estimated at $14,300. Brooms was charged with reckless driving, failure to have a valid driver's license, and interference with official acts. He was released to the custody of his grandmother. At least four students were sickened with salmonella earlier this week at a school in Hamburg. One of the students ended up in a hospital in Omaha, but was later allowed to go home. KETV in Omaha reports parents of students at the Marnie Simons Elementary School received a letter Tuesday alerting them to the medical issue. The first salmonella case appeared on October the 1st, with additional cases being reported on October the 7th. So far, no one knows where the salmonella came from. Most parents said they knew about the sick children before the district sent its letter out on Tuesday, with the news coming from their kids. Superintendent Jay Lutz said the district's food supplier hasn't found any evidence of salmonella or any cases related to its food products. And because the source remains a mystery, parents want faculty to be extra careful. While at home, those same parents are making sure their kids are focused on personal hygiene that is, especially through hand washing. On the heels of a public safety commission meeting that was held September 23rd, the Cass County Board of Supervisors next Wednesday will discuss the possibility of privatizing emergency and public safety communications. When informed by KJAN News about the board's agenda item, Cass County 911 Director Rob Coppert said he wasn't aware that it would be brought up at next week's meeting, and as far as he knew, neither was anyone on the commission. The topic was brought up at the September meeting by Supervisors Board Chair Mark Wiedemeyer, who also sits on the Public Safety Communications Commission. Coppert said at that meeting last month, he wasn't aware of any firms in Iowa or around the region that would handle 911 calls in the private sector. In fact, there are very few instances around the country where emergency dispatch services have been turned over from county-run operations to a private provider. One such case, though, is Lawrence Township in Mercer County, New Jersey, which in January of this year agreed to hire IXP Corporation out of Cranberry, New Jersey, to handle 911 dispatches. Another is Sandy Springs, Georgia, an incorporated suburb of Atlanta with 94,000 residents, which has its dispatch center also operated by IXP. The theory behind privatizing the service is to save the county money, of course, but there are many questions that remain, including a private firm's hiring practices. Would the current dispatchers with knowledge of the county be utilized? Where would the facility be located? And will the service be as efficient as the current system? Cobbard said he'll find out, along with the rest of us, what next Wednesday's discussion will cover and to what extent the county will pursue the privatization of emergency and public communications. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks are taking a breather after posting their strongest gain in months yesterday. Worries about the partial government shutdown and a possible U.S. government default had pushed the Dow below 15,000 for the week, but that was before yesterday's meeting between President Obama and House Republican leaders, which raised hopes for a deal to extend the nation's debt limit and perhaps reopen the government. So far today, the stocks are a little changed. The White House and congressional Republicans will try again today to find a way to end the standoff that has partially closed the government and has brought the nation to the verge of an historic federal default. Republican senators say they'll present possible solutions when they meet with President Obama this morning. Also in world news, supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are holding scattered protests across Egypt, but they called off a planned rally at Cairo's iconic Tahrir Square almost a week after bloody clashes left nearly 60 people dead. Thousands of Morsi supporters took to the streets today in several cities, commemorating 100 days since Egypt's first democratically elected president was ousted by the military following mass protests calling for his resignation. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
What's it going to take for you to switch? A special offer? Truly, there's not much out there that isn't offered by every company. Most of the top companies offer bundling discounts, multi-policy, claim-free discounts, mature driver discounts. So, if you can get the discounts most anywhere, what will it take for you to consider switching your car insurance? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. For most people, the top motivation for switching is price. But I'd like to offer something you won't get if you have your car insured anywhere other than United Group Insurance. That's us. I'm a nice person. Carol's a nice person. We'll smile when you come in, even when you're not. We'll help you sort through all the insurance ease and make sure you understand what you're buying. If price is your main concern, we'll show you comparisons with Allied Insurance that are apples to apples to make sure you are saving money. We like to sleep at night, so we won't make promises we can't keep. And when it happens, we'll be there with the coverage you expect from Allied, your Allied Insurance agents in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Lyle Hayes, age 94 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Lyle William Hayes will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy Bauer Kemper, age 82, formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Bauer Kemper will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Joanne Villegas, age 75, of Irwin, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Joanne Villegas will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Kathleen McDaniel, age 59, of Harlan, died October the 5th in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Kathleen McDaniel will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Norma Mitten, age 85, formerly of Kirkman, died October 3rd in Hamilton, Missouri. Funeral services for Norma Mitten will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kendall Chapel Church in rural Hamilton, Missouri. Kevin Butch William Schwizo, age 54, of Harlan, died October 3rd in Omaha. There will be no funeral service for Kevin Butch Schwizo, but a visitation will be held on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, where the family will greet friends from 6 until 8 p.m. Donald Paul, age 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Services for Don Paul are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Richard Carl, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Erling. Services for Richard Carl are pending with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.